right, first you want to start with your popular source. So I'm just going to make this up, but this could be anything, XXX, let's say 2005. All right, this is important. All right, based on your Swedish popular source, you might have all this information, you might not, but the key thing you will have is conclusion. So let's say the topic is forests will increase production in the next 3 years. Okay. So I'm reading my academic article. I'm looking for information that supports this or contradicts this. So the article I have here, all right, I'm going to show how to take this information and fill it out. So the authors, I would actually write their names. The article is from 2018. So you can see there's a big difference. So if you had to critique the two, one is older, one is newer. Potential. All right, so then let's look at the aim. Predicts using climate scenario. So forest. All right, so now I know this and this are related. All right, methods and materials. Since I've already read this, it's a model. I don't need to get into specifics unless I read another article and then I realize they're also using a model and they have different results. So then I'd have to go deeper. All right, sample used. All right, so in this forest, they're just focusing on pine, spruce, and last one, birch. All right, here I would probably reread the original article and then mention if they actually mention the type of trees used. Equipment, there's no equipment, how sample was analyzed. I can skip that right now. And the results conclusion. So I'd probably look to see what the main conclusion is. And forest production will be higher. Now, what I also might want to write down is what actually had the higher impact. And in this article, if I'm looking for it, my notes. The most general findings. Hold on, I know I have it somewhere. Most general findings. Okay, so here, the change in temperature had a more impact than the change in water. So I would also write that here as well. And here I could also mention the limitations in the article. I mentioned it was a simple model. All right, so here I look at the results conclusion. These are related, fine. So I don't need to go into huge detail with these methods or sample used to compare and contrast them. If, however, in the second academic article, they mention or they found different results, then I would have to go and look at the method used and the sample used. And then make comparisons to see maybe which article was more reliable.